to Killer Box Communique number 1. This is a continuation of my investigation into internal communication best practices, intranet management, and all-round good writing. Discover more at killerbox.net. The popularity of podcasting and video blogging a la YouTube must have some impact on the way we communicate within our companies. I know when I publish messages from our CEO on our intranet, they are popular and valued, generating a wealth of feedback. There are many people within the company who don't have access to the intranet though, so our CEO and other execs record the message on a phone line so people can ring up and listen. Basically, it's podcasting over the phone. Several people each week listen. Not a huge audience, but if they don't have access to the intranet article, we have a duty to provide alternative communications. But personally, I'm not sure the popularity of podcasting and video blogging on the World Wide Web should influence professional business-critical communications too much. My main concern, outside of the technological hurdles for the listener or viewer, is the sound-to-noise ratio. Even in a high-quality podcast packed with news, relevant information and clear instructions, it's still incredibly time-consuming to take in and almost impossible to refer back to. A 1,000-word company news bulletin can be understood in under a minute or scan-read for the juicy bits in a matter of seconds. It's always there to quickly refer back to as well. A podcast or vodcast, on the other hand, takes minutes to get to the crux of the matter and is damn near impossible to refer back to a month or so later. So why am I mini-podcasting now on Audioboo for Killerbox.net? Because this isn't inside the company I work for, and I accept that podcasting reaches a different audience than the usual written method of communicating or blogging. Prove me right and help me understand how the new media can improve internal communications. My name is Wedge, and you can find me on Twitter and over at killerbox.net.